right, y'all, welcome to another episode of Unapologetically Black Gaming Podcast, the only podcast sponsored by Murray's Pomade. That's right, Murray's Pomade, one jar and you'll be set for fucking life. I'm your host, the hood rat with the heart of gold himself, Cortez Washington, and I'm joined by a special guest. This person personifies unapologetically black and unapologetically themselves. You can catch him on Twitch doing the most. Please show some love to your favorite uncle, Struggle Gamers.
I'm struggling to build it. What's good, y'all?
Oh, man, how you doing today?
I'm doing lovely, man. I had a giant nap in the middle of the day. I'm about to be up all night gaming. I'm about to be great. I'm doing good.
That's smooth. So, first thing I ask my guests always is, what was your first gaming memory? So, like, when you was younger or older, whenever, when was the first time you played a game? You was like, oh, I really rock with this. I'm going to keep doing this.
Oh, it got to be positive. Because I had something negative.
No, it could be whatever. It could be whatever.
My very first memory that I can go back to is the moment I broke my Spyro disc because I didn't want to play it no more. I was like 4 or 5 years old. I was like 4 or 5 years old. And I always wondered why when I killed a Spyro enemy, they turned into a gem. But I was just like, okay, it's whatever. I'm cool. Mm. And then they explained it to me. And they was like, the monsters are really just gems that the bad guy turned into like dragons and shit.
Yeah.
I was like, this is stupid. And I broke it. I was like 5 years old, bro. I just broke the disc. I was like, this is the stupidest thing ever. So that's as far back as I can remember my first game in memory, man. It's just breaking the Spyro disc. Like, this Spyro's the stupidest game I ever played.
Man, and that's so funny. You was just like, I was expecting some logic. Playing as a dragon.
It was no logic. I don't know why I expected that as a 5 year old. Like, what was I doing?
Yeah, that's like when niggas be talking about Star Wars, and they was like, why Darth Maul have the blood spurt out when he got cut in half? And it's like, nigga, this is Space Wizards. What are you talking about?
Like, why do you care? Yeah. I don't know why that did. Like, that just got me so bad as a kid. I just deleted the game. And I remember it so vividly. I don't know why.
Because it stuck with you.
It stuck with me forever. I just deleted this game, bro, like crazy.
It's surprising. It's shocking that you into content creation, because it seems like that would have put you on a path to be like an accountant or something. Just like, fuck games.
It's like, all right, we're going to fucking just make money for this shit. That's it.
Yeah. So, so what got you on the path of being a content creator? Like, what put you on that pathway to go from just playing it casually to like actually doing this as a career?
You know, I always wanted to do this shit for money reasons. So I'm going to say money first and foremost, but I didn't know how to, you know, actually make it something fun for everybody, you know, because I wanted to do it as a job. I didn't want to be like the ones that, you know, do content creation and then just, you know, let they bag fall out their hand. So I was always watching these brothers, and from another podcast actually called Weapon Wheel Podcast. I don't know if you ever heard of it or not. And they was like you said, unapologetically black. They was like niggas doing this shit. So I'm like, okay, you can make the entertaining and still make a bag. So that really is what got me into it. I'm wanting to do it. I started out with a podcast, failed like shit, and then was like, I'm going to just do this shit solo.
Yeah.
And then it came up like that. So money, it ain't the main reason, but it's one of the main reasons. I guess I just contradicted my damn self. And then them for real showing me that I could do it as a nigga. And not having to be, you know, no disrespect to Corey Kitchen, but he's like very much a white friendly black dude. So
Yeah. And I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like they white people see him as friendly, like, yeah. Oh, he's a friendly black man because he's like goofy in the way that they like it, or like his the way he speaks, or like his, you know, his mannerisms is what they like, so they like appreciate it rather than just being like, which is like, not to, no, like you said, no disrespect to him, that's just him, like that's still him, he's 100% still himself, but they feel like they couldn't relate to you because you just saying shit. You got a lot of references that they don't know. They like, you know, the
a lot of energies that they make them uncomfortable or shit.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, I 100% feel that, man. I'm glad that you was able to find somebody to be that inspiration for you too, because that's hard sometimes when people like look for like, sure, man, like especially like that niche, like I see black people, but like where the niggas at? You feel me? Like,
yeah, exactly. Where the niggas at? You know what I'm saying? It's a difference, bro. It's definitely a difference.
Yeah, because it's and I actually talk about this a lot with like honestly my therapist. I was like, you know, like as I move up in my job, like my full time job, it's like I meet less and less people who like been in the trenches like me, you know. Yeah. Even like, and that's not even just like white people, that's like black people too. So it's like hard to connect on that level of like, man, we did a lot to get fucking here, you know. So it's just good to see that like there's still people, and like that's what I wanted to create with my space too. It's like there's a, like black people aren't a monolith, we're a wide variety of people, and I want to make sure that we all are being shown up. So yeah, that's what's up, man. So if you don't know Struggle Gamers, his streams are how do I put this? Your streams
crazy
are,
as hell.
Yeah, and wow, they're like unexpected. They're like unhinged. Like, but it's all like, it's hilarious. You know, like it's fun. Like it's fun. Yeah. How do you set yourself up? How do you prepare for a stream or get ready to do something? Is it just like all off the cuff, or do you have like a game plan beforehand?
Man, this 100% off the cuff, bro. And that shit is nerve wracking at some points too, because I don't be knowing how a stream gonna go, you know what I mean? It's like, at a certain point, improv, you know, you don't know if you can rely on it all the time, so.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But lately, I ain't gonna lie, they all been slapping, but yeah, I feel like all of them, you know, it's rare that I have a planned stream or an event, like this Friday, I got a Tekken event coming up. I still ain't send out invites for people, like, I'm tripping, bro. I'm bugging the fuck out. But I still know that shit gonna be gangster. I already know the shit gonna be live, because I'm gonna be there, my homies gonna be there, niggas gonna love it regardless. But it's definitely all off the dome. When I do set, I will say, when I do sit down and actually plan some shit out, it goes very well. And I should start doing it more, but I'm just so fucking lazy, bro.
It's not you lazy. It's just like, it sounds like you found a formula that works, you know, like being off the cuff and the improv, like it sounds stressful, but it also pays off in ways that it couldn't pay off if you like planned it. So
true. This is true. Like, I definitely found that the non-planning shit does work. Yeah. I mean, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I go into whole streams like, man, I don't know what the fuck we about to do, but yada, 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 niggas start laughing.
Yeah.
And it just goes to 8 hours, and I'm like, okay, well, that shit's done.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good, though. I mean, you got, that shows that you have the talent to, you had this talent beforehand, and, like, you just needed the space to get it out, and this is
honestly, yeah, get it out. That's what a whole bunch of people be saying, like, because I still talk to my old PlayStation people, like old PlayStation homies, that I just be on there with them for hours, and they said, I should have been into this.
Yeah.
I just didn't know if it'll work, man, for people like us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So. Nah, yeah, they would have been, they would have just been sticking you with Grand Theft Auto shit for a while.
Bro, they be wanting me to do GTA shit so bad, bro. And like, I'm like, nigga, I don't like RP like that, man. It's just gangsta niggas out there trying to be gangsta niggas on fucking GTA. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, gangsta niggas being internet gangsters and real gangsters. Like, what?
What the fuck?
You ain't got no downside.
Right? Like, what? Y'all niggas boring, man.
Yeah, you just a what? You like, you one trick pony, nigga. What the
For
fuck?
For real? Like, I'm not doing this shit with y'all, man.
You don't play like you don't play like RTS games or nothing, bro. Like,
nah, come on, these niggas be having no variety, bro. And then they go straight to GTA and pick up some random internet hoe. I'm like, what is going on? Like, nigga, like, you're not doing shit.
Yeah, it's funny seeing that blow up, like the RPs, because like, I would have never expected Grand Theft Auto to turn into an RP space. Like, it was always,
yeah,
like,
me neither.
It was always games like Second Life and shit. Like, you know, like games that legitimately was like, be in here, you feel me? Like, but now it's like, they turned Grand Theft Auto into it, and now it's like, and Grand Theft and Rockstar like, fuck it, whatever, as long as we making cheese, we don't give a fuck, you know.
Yeah, Rockstar like, don't give a fuck.
They like, they get buckets. I don't even think they're gonna put out Grand Theft Auto 6. They keep saying it just to get people to keep playing.
It ain't bullshit. It ain't bullshit, man. I swear, they like, fuck this 6 game, bro. We can go keep rocking this 5.
They make like $5 million a day or something like that. So it's like, why, man, why look, the fuck?
If I'm being completely honest, why the fuck would I make another one?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Why?
I would just sit there and not do shit else.
World of Warcraft has been out since 2004. And all they do is do expansions, bro. And they still pulling their money. So, like, why would you switch it up?
Ain't got no World of Warcraft 2. Minecraft ain't got a 2.
Yeah.
Shit. They can still rock an old regular Minecraft.
Yeah, man. It's just, that's it. So,
can't blame them.
So, when you, oh, sorry. My ear was itching. God damn it. Oh. So, what are some of your favorite games to play on stream, or like what are some things that your community really wants you to play that you've been playing that you've been enjoying too?
I'm gonna say favorite things, top. I'm gonna go ahead with a top three. So I really love RPGs. Like I love RPGs, man. I sit there for 100 hours and play one, and niggas don't really expect that shit from nigga that make content for me, but I'm like, nigga, I love this shit, bro. I sit here and nerd, be a nerd ass nigga all day. Mm-hmm. So them, that's top. That's in the top three. Anything fighting wise, like fighting games, anything with some violence to it, you know what I'm saying? Where you can play it with the community, like multiverses, you know, Tekken, shit like that. That's top two. And surprisingly, the third is VR chat. And I can't really play it too much because my computer sucks.
Damn.
But damn. VR chat was probably the livest thing I got to do.
Damn.
On stream. But yeah, like streaming it and playing it on the computer, on this computer I got, is tough. So yeah. I just put it on the back burner until I win one of these PC giveaways I've been begging for.
Yeah.
And
man, the PC giveaways, they be like,
Right, I like how two of my niggas won them. I'm on the ass now.
Wow.
Yeah, two of my niggas won them shits, man.
Damn.
Them little like retweets tag two other people joints, them.
Yeah.
Two of my niggas won a PC with that. I'm like, shit, bro, I'm on it, bro. Fuck it.
Exactly. Yeah. That's an easy come up. But
easy come up. All I gotta do is tag two random niggas and retweet. Shit, okay. Yeah.
So with the VR, I do want to ask you about VR, because one thing that like I feel like is like here, but people don't want to acknowledge how much it is here. You know, like how was interacting in that space, but also trying to do content creation in that space at the same time.
It's more, you know how the big streamers are, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like they do their content, they don't really recheck, can't really acknowledge community. It's more like that. Like I can't really do that and acknowledge the community, have a good time, and I just gotta make the content and make it like a show. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
More than interaction with the community, because most of my streams, I say 90% of my streams is really community based. Like I could be doing something on screen, niggas not even paying attention. Mm. Like we just talking and shit. So it's like one of those. But when I do VR, it's definitely a bigger focus on this is like a TV show you're watching or a YouTube video. And I can't really get into the interactions and shit, which I be feeling kind of bad because I'm like, man, I'm trying to talk to my niggas. But at the same time, I mean, that's what bigger streamers have to do. Every big streamer can't like, and I ain't a big streamer yet at all. I ain't saying that at all, but like other content creators do it. So I shouldn't feel bad about it. And they be liking it too. Like when I did do the VR streams, when I could, niggas was loving them motherfuckers.
Mm-hmm.
I was just beating myself over talking to niggas for nothing.
Yeah, and it's great. It sounds good too, because like a lot of people, like VR sets are still expensive as hell. Like
it's fuck.
Just the computer, the PC itself is, you gotta beef that motherfucker up, and then the VR headset, you want a decent one, it's gonna run you like $700-$800, and that's like wow.
Exactly.
Like, and then the Vive Index is like what, $1,000? So it's like
okay, smooth 1K.
Yeah, so it's like, just you gotta have the money to invest in that. I mean, the Oculus Quest Oculus Quest 2 was good, but then they bumped it up $100. So now it's like, damn, it's still,
I'm happy
it's
unreachable. I got one
now
on the cheap. Happy I got one on the cheap.
Yeah, man, it's wild, because like if now it's like people got to decide, do I want a Quest or do I want an Xbox? And they ain't nobody gonna say I'm gonna get an Oculus Quest when it's Xbox worth the same price, you know? So it's like, why? So I still don't get why Facebook did that shit. I ain't calling them niggas Meta. Facebook did that shit.
Yeah, I was the fuck calling them niggas Meta, man. They stupid as hell.
They changed their name.
Calling y'all Meta.
They was like, yeah, we Meta now. And I was like, man, I'm calling you Facebook.
Facebook, nigga.
If my uncle still posting conspiracy theories on you, bro, you Facebook, dog.
Old people don't be on Facebook wildin', man.
And the funny thing is, like, the bag for streamers is good on Facebook. Like, the payouts are good, and like they're getting ready to get rid of actually the next year. I think start next year, they're getting ready to get rid of the cut that they take from subscriptions on the desktop
app. Ain't they getting rid of the mobile app though?
That's what I don't know. I think they might keep it because that's the only way they get a cut of your revenue stream is all your subscriptions is through the mobile app. So
you think they taking that shit away? I mean, you think they not gonna take that shit away? Because that's what was posted the other day. The Facebook was getting rid of the mobile app.
Oh, well, I ain't see that. Damn. So they getting rid of the mobile app, and then they got to have the desktop app and your subscriptions. You just get those. You get all that money. They ain't taking no cuts. So it's like, that's where the bag is. And I've had a few people on here that's part of like the Black Creators Program, and they said they love it over there. And
yeah, we get two different words then, because nigga, everybody I talk to hating on it. Like, we getting two different words. I ain't gonna lie. Everybody I hear talking to hating on it.
I think it's because It's weird. It seems weird. Like, the interface itself is weird, and the space is different in comparison to Twitch. But Twitch is like the mafia. It's like, hey, you want to be on here? Give me my cut, nigga.
Taking half your check.
They walk in your shit like the mafia about to extort you. Like, this is a nice little coffee shop. Be ashamed if somebody broke in.
Exactly, bro. It's smooth extorting.
Yeah.
And then they'll let a nigga break in anyway.
Yep, let me break you. Call you all type of niggers and shit.
Oh,
like,
God, man, they don't give a fuck.
And then just act like, what you want me to do? I can't do nothing about it.
Like, oh, we'll ban them. Like, nigga, yeah. Get the fuck out of here. Y'all ban me for them calling me that shit. Think of fuck.
Yeah. Oh, RPGs. Have you played Vampyr?
Yeah, I played that on PlayStation. I ain't never played it on stream, though. I played on PlayStation before I was a streamer.
Yeah. How you like it?
It was there.
Yeah.
It was there. Like, it wasn't like, I ain't about to praise it, but it wasn't bad, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sucked into that shit right now. I don't know why. I was just like, let me play this game, because I got it free on the Epic Game Store. And I was like, let me play this shit.
That's why, because you got it free.
And I got sucked in, yeah.
That's
you paid
why,
the 60 for it?
I paid the whole B for it, nigga.
Ooh, yeah, nah. I would feel the same way, too, dude.
Exactly. That's exactly why you like it.
Yeah. I was like, damn, this game great. I don't know why nobody hating on it. Now I forget that $60 price tag.
We paid
like,
for that motherfucker. That's why. That's how niggas go feel when they ain't got to pay for motherfucking Saints Row. They go like, I don't know why everybody was hating on it. Bitch, ain't spent $60.
Man, people are mad about Saints Row. I tell you what. I see you tweeted about it. You was like, damn, they got me.
Multiple times, nigga. I said, this game should be free, bro. This is awful. But I ain't going to lie. I was so mad about Saints Row, but I have never done this. I called my bank and told them to give my money back, bro. I've been banking with Huntington since I went to college. Bro, I've been banking with these mans for 6 years. I've never called them for a refund to tell them to give me a refund on something, bro. It's my first time ever calling them to give me a refund on that game, bro.
He's so mad.
I'm like, Saints Row's the worst thing I bought in 6 years, bro. I'm so, like, it's crazy.
Yeah. I think the game I bought that I was pissed off about was Biomutant. I bought that shit because I was like, oh, we get some consoles. Yeah, I was like, I bought that shit. I was playing it, and I was like, fuck.
You got.
Damn it, I got it. That, and then I just bought Watch Dogs Legion for like on the cheap though. It was like $15. Yeah. And I played 3 minutes of it, and I was like, damn, I should have bought this, bro. I should have just got me. I should have went to Popeyes, bro. This is a waste Man, this was a waste of money. Oh, Ubisoft got me again. Damn it. Let him. Man. What are some games that you playing off stream too, though, right now?
Stream shit. I play a lot of nasty games, like the X-rated joints off stream. I play House Party. I do. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, nigga. I play House Party, bro. I'll be playing that League of Mate and shit. Nigga, anything with naked people in there, I'm down there playing it off stream. The games that's not X-rated I play off stream is Satisfactory. It's literally just a work game. Make a fucking factory, bro.
Okay.
I like that shit. What's I'm playing off stream? I'm playing Craftopia, but I've been playing that on and off. Like, rest of shit.
Okay.
So, duh. Them the main off stream games.
Nice, nice.
Some nasty shit.
Yeah, you said the X-rated games. I be forgetting to be on Steam sometimes.
Yeah, they do it all over Steam. Like,
hey, yo.
And my niggas be sending them to me like, bro, like, all right, bro, I'm about to buy this shit, man. See what it's like.
No, you know who the wild ones is, the people that rate them. Be like, 3 stars, bro, great.
They be leaving a whole review on them joints.
2-page review.
The nigga's disgusting. How you write a review and have your meat in your hand?
Oh my God.
It's tripping, right?
Man, I'm the
them same niggas that leave comments on Pornhub.
Oh man, yeah. Oh man. All right, I don't want to go deviate too much.
All right, cool.
That,
all right, I already know
they be like, weak scene better or something. Yeah, she's done wilding, better.
Like, bro. Like, y'all was tripping.
Yeah. What games are you looking forward to that's coming out this year or next year?
Shit, God of War. I'm about to steal a nigga PlayStation for that.
Oh yeah.
Forspoken. Ooh. Hey, what's that other one that's coming out? Oh, Hogwarts Legacy.
Yeah.
Shit look fire. Damn, it's hella games coming out. It's a new little indie joint. Actually, I don't think it's an indie joint. They got a publisher called Steelwire or Steel something. Oh, let me see.
Oh, shit, I don't know what you're talking about. It's the one with like it's like a like Dark Souls like game or something.
Steel
like that.
Steel Rising, yep. Yeah, yes.
Yeah, that one look cold. That one look
that come out on the 8th. That come out in like a week.
They do? Oh, I gotta get that.
Yeah, that come out on the 8th.
I gotta get that.
Shit, what else coming up, man? I was looking forward to Saints Row until it, man, stole everything from me, bro.
Yeah. It got you good.
Got me terrible, boy.
Oh, that make me think about So last year I was actually getting my money back. Last year I was doing a giveaway and I bought a copy of Deathloop for somebody, like give away, but they charged me twice. So I called PayPal and was like, hey, they charged me twice, you know, can you fix it? They was like, yeah, we got you. Steam locked my account for a week and said, don't you ever call PayPal again. Call us first, nigga, basically.
Damn.
They said, don't you call, nigga, we handle that. Don't you be calling them on us. Like,
you know
that.
What's fucked up? Epic did the same shit to me yesterday.
They did? Wow.
Yeah, I had to email these niggas like, unlock my account, you fucking crackheads. I play Fortnite on this bitch. Yeah. You better unlock this fucking account, nigga.
Man.
They was hating.
It's funny that they'd be like mad like that. It's like, dog, calm down. Like, bro, I just want my money back, dog. I got charged twice. You charged me twice. And I talked to the people that's my banking institute. Like, ain't that what I'm supposed to do? They're like, nah, bro, come to us first. It's like, man, I'm getting this story.
I'm not gonna give me shit.
Yeah.
I'm about to start making purchases on separate accounts and shit, bro. These niggas janky.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's weird that you can't, like, they'll make, like, I was on Steam at one point. They were I was looking for like one of the Yakuza games, and they was like, made me a like bundle there on their own. They was like, you can buy these two for a discount. And I was like, oh, for sure. So I was about to buy it, and I was gonna give it to somebody because I was gonna buy two. And they was like, you can't give it to nobody. You just can buy it for yourself. And I was like, what?
You can't buy a bundle with somebody else.
I mean, you can't buy a bundle for somebody else because it's your basically curated deal. And so I don't know.
I did hear about niggas, like companies just making deals for certain people and putting them on their shit. I have heard of that.
Yeah.
They that shit weird.
Yeah. Oh, man.
like targeted marketing and shit.
You got any upcoming projects or anything going on, man? What's next in the world of struggle games?
Man, aside from me trying to be a fucking YouTuber and do video essays, bro, not much, man. I'm taking this content slow because, I mean, I'm only two years into the game, okay. You know what I mean? Like, I just had anniversary on the 27th.
No, that's what's up. Congratulations. Shit.
So I'm just taking this shit kind of slow. Like, I already got the Twitch and shit unlocked. Like, I can do Twitch content for however I need to. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to branch out. I'm trying to figure out how to work this stupid ass TikTok. I'm trying to figure out how to record videos on YouTube and make video essays and shit. Mm-hmm. I'm just in a learning stage right now. I ain't got nothing giant. I'm doing tournaments, I guess, for Multiverses and Tekken, but them ain't like. That ain't like a huge content step, man. I could have been doing those. So that's the only real thing that I'm doing different. You know, other than like trying to get. Oh, well, you know what? Nah, I got one thing coming up that I want to talk about. Remember that podcast I had told you about that I got inspiration for?
Yeah.
Years ago? Mm-hmm. The nigga actually reached out to me the other day and asked me if I wanted to be on an episode. And I was like, oh, shit.
Full circle.
That's why I made that tweet. Yeah, that's why I made that motherfucker tweet. Like, yo, everybody invite me now. Fuck it. I'm about to start just being a podcast nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I feel like I could do podcasts or be on other people's podcasts. Like I said, mine's failed. That's just because I'm lazy, bro. I could be a good ass guest, though. You know what I mean? I got to talk.
Yeah. As long as you ain't on there like, who was it? The two niggas was trying to call out Brittany Rainer or something. They was like,
oh, man, fuck them niggas.
They so weird.
Man, that nigga's lame as hell, bro.
Yeah.
That nigga's super duper lame, bro.
Weird.
I'd never be on them type podcasts. Well, you know what? I'm a big ass troll. I would definitely go on there and then cuss them niggas out, ruin their whole fucking episode. They're gonna have to cut me out the episode. I'm like, yeah, you niggas know you lame as hell, right? Like, they ain't gonna fuck with that at all.
So we reached the end of the episode. This is where we typically do positive affirmations, you know, reaching out to the people and, you know, putting out, you know, positive energy to make them feel inspiration and inspired. So I'm gonna let you get your positive affirmations off. If you got any, take a step back and the show is yours.
If there's any, you know, very niggified niggas thinking about getting into content, bro, you definitely got a lane. You know what I mean? You gotta finesse it right, but you... Well, shit, if you grew up where you grew up, I'm pretty sure you should. I mean, you should be able to, huh, nigga? So it's lanes out here for us, man. So, I mean, you ain't got to be whitewashed black to get in there and be good at it and do what you want to do and find a lane in here. So I want to spread that, what I learned to y'all. And boom, that's all I got.
Oh, man. Damn. Thank you so much for being on the show. Where can the people find you on the social medias? And what can they expect if they tune into your stream?
Every social media I got is Struggle Gamers with an S at the end. Struggle Gamers. You know what I'm saying? From the streams, bro, you can expect just wild conversation. Anything, it's just funny nigga shit, bro. That's it. I mean, it's going to be new games and shit pop up when I get sponsor streams and shit like that. But even the sponsor streams, I still act the same. You know what I mean? It's nothing changed. If you like funny people, like what do niggas compare me to? Charles Barkley niggas compare me to Charles Barkley motherfuckers. What's that other black nigga, that sports nigga, Skip, whatever fuck his name is, niggas compare me to that. Like all types of shit, man. Fucking what's that fat comedian that died? I mean, he wasn't really that fat. Shit. Fuck. Patrice O'Neal, niggas compare any of that type of shit, bro. That's what niggas fuck with. I mean, think I'd be acting like so. Anything, if you like anything like that, that's what you're gonna expect.
All right, man. Thank you again. Thank you so much for being on the show. If you want to find us on the social medias, we are UBGP Pod on Twitter. We are Unapologetically Black Gaming Podcast on Facebook and UBGP on TikTok. I gotta get that right. I just be stumbling through that shit, but whatever. And thank y'all so much for listening to this episode. And as always, be happy, drink some water. Keep gaming.